Hello.
Hello there, is it Sharon?
Yes.
Fantastic, Sharon. It's just Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. With a company dealing with your claim, the redress case for three children's homes you was in. Now, all this is basically is the redress scheme have now accepted your claim, so they do believe you've got grounds to make a claim for compensation, okay? All we need to do now is get another document signed by you, which allows us to proceed with the case. Now, it's called a part one and part three. Now, we need to read, we need to do a small script to explain your funding options clearly beforehand. So, there are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, just to let you know, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it would be under the private agreement, which, as explained to you previously there, Sarum would have been a no-win, no-fee agreement, 16% plus VAT, so 20% total. Okay.
Yeah, now, that was already
agreed
on this.
No, it is. It's just basically, now we're at, that was stage one that we did, so we're now ready to move through to stage two, because your case has now been accepted by the government, basically. So they do believe you've got grounds to make a case, and now we're moving on to stage two. So if you click your text messages for me there, Sharon, you should see a link for all of us to sign. All you need to do is press the link below, and if you scroll down, you'll see one box to sign, and then just click execute, and that's all you need to do. You just need one box signing from you.
Right, okay. I had remembered something else that needs, that is quite serious, that needs to be added to the claim. So,
which one in regards to?
Oxfam's children's home.
Yep, bear me a second, I'm waiting for him. Yep, so let me have a look. So, Oxfam's children's home. So, I believe you was in there for 2 years, is that correct?
Yeah,
okay. Now, I've got down here two male police officers coming to the room with myself. No staff present. I was then lifted by the throat to one of the police officers, causing my blood vessels to burst to a point where I nearly stopped breathing. It's all reported at the time. We've got down his neglect on a day-to-day basis and poor clothes and abuse. We've got quite a few things down for that case. What is it that's actually missing?
Sorry?
What is it that's actually missing from that statement? What did you believe?
No, it's not anything that's missing. It's just something that I've remembered.
Okay. Do you want to add that? No, I can have that for you, if you like.
Sorry, someone...
You know, it's taking time, love.
I just need to close my windows because I don't want anybody to hear this.
Of course, so, it's very private.
I'm Oxfam's children's home. Like, and I can't even believe that I forgot about this. Like, the shower room...
Yep.
Had a hole in the door that was stuffed with sellotape, and there was no shower curtain up. I caught the bodies in that place actually looking in it when I was in the shower, and I didn't ken how many times that happened before I caught them, or who else had done it. And it wasn't until after I come off the phone, I thought, I can't believe that I forgot to say that.
No, man, imagine. It's crazy. Let me just open the door, and I noticed the boys. Were the staff members ever looking through it, do you know, or is it just the one time you caught the boys doing it?
No, I just caught the other boys in the home doing it.
Okay. So I've saved it onto your statement, so that'll go down on the statement, and obviously redress will be told about that. Now, if you open your...
Could I sign this later on? Because I've actually got somebody waiting outside my front door because they're coming to get their hair done tonight.
No problem.
Morning. Sorry, I just don't want anybody saying about this because I've not even told my
No, that's understandable, Sharon. All you literally need to do when we come off the call in a moment, if you click the link that's on your text, you just all you have to do is draw your signature very quickly and then just click execute, and that's it. You're done. You don't have to do anything else, my love.
Right,
okay.
So execute all documents.
That's done. Click that once you've signed it, and you're done. That's all you need to do.
Right, so where's the signal on this here?
It's just below it, yep.
No, that's not even my signature.
Just draw it as best you can. It doesn't need to be perfect.
Right.
It's just an agreement between you and the solicitor to take it to the next stage, you see.
No, sorry, can I delete that one as well?
Yeah, if you click clear signature. If you want to just do your initials, you can do that. So you put SS.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah,
that's the one. More like it. Right, that's fine. So, and what do I press now?
J. Just above it, execute all documents.
Oh, it keeps swiping. It's sliding down and deleting it.
It is. Right. Try refreshing it.
I've got it now.
Refresh the page.
No, I've got
it
now.
Oh, you got it.
Okay. Right, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go because I've got...
Yeah, no worries.
Okay,
no worries,
right.
Sharon,
if you want
that's
to
fine.
Call me
we'll
back,
see you soon, okay.
Tomorrow.
We will do, mother. Thanks for your time, Sharon.
Cheers, love.